We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
Well, when the Bible tells me something, I just know it's so, don't you? See, we need a reverence for God's Word that I don't think most folks, Christians, don't have as they should have. Reverence God's Word even as you would reverence Him, the person of God. Amen? He's magnified, the psalmist said, He's magnified His Word above His name. Amen. Reverence His Word.
Welcome to Incline Thine Ear. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message. Also, later in today's program, Kenneth and Lynette will tell you about this month's radio offer.
Now get the connection here. The man said, he told him the story, brought him to thy disciples, they couldn't cure him. Oftentimes he falls into the fire, oftentimes into the water. If thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. I like to say it this way sometimes. The man just sort of threw the thing over in Jesus' lap, in other words. And you know, that's what people do today a lot of times, just put it off on him. You know, well, it's up to him. But I like to put it that way. Jesus immediately put it right back to him. In other words, he's saying, it's not so much a matter of what I can do, it's a matter of what you can believe.
Yes, yes.
If thou canst do anything. In other words, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us.
Yes.
Jesus is saying, it's not so much a matter of what I can do as it is what you can believe. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now, you understand, of course, that that man wasn't a believer. He wasn't a Christian. We are believers, so we know we can believe because we're believers. But we can learn something here. I said we can learn something here by inclining our ears to his sayings. You see, that man never been born again because Jesus hadn't died yet for his sins. See, the scripture said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raises from the dead, you'll be saved. That man hadn't had that experience because Jesus hadn't been raised then. He couldn't believe Jesus had been raised from the dead. He hadn't been raised. Amen?
Amen?
But thank God we do. We are believers, see? So he said, the man straightway, the father of the child, cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. How can you have belief and unbelief? Well, nearly all the time you believe in your heart, but your head tells you something else, don't it? I said, doesn't it?
That's right.
Or your physical senses tell you something else?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's what he meant. Hallelujah. Well, the scripture said, and Jesus saw the people come running together. He rebuked the foul spirit, sent him thy dumb and deaf spirit. So we know now that he's dumb and deaf, as well as the seizures. I charge thee, come out of him, enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Now, the thought I wanted to get to you is though this saying, incline your ear to my sayings. Well, this is one of them. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Glory to God, to him that believeth. Well, yeah, that's my problem though, Brother Hagin. I don't have any faith. I have people for the last 50 years say that to me. I immediately say to them, well, why don't you come to the altar and get saved then? Oh, I am saved. Well, if you're saved, you have faith then. Because Ephesians 2:8 said, by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourself, it's a gift of God. So then you are a believer. Amen?
Amen.
I said amen?
Amen.
Then I can believe. Not a matter if I'm trying to believe. Well, I'm trying to believe. No, I am a believer. That's who I am. Would somebody ask you, said, are you a man or a woman? Well, you'd feel insulted if you're a man. Said, why, I'm a man. Of course I am. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, when the Bible tells me something, I just know it's so, don't you? See, we need a reverence for God's Word that I don't think most folks, Christians, don't have as they should have. Reverence God's Word even as you would reverence Him, the person of God. Amen? He's magnified, the psalmist said, He's magnified His Word above His name. Amen. Reverence His Word. When God's Word tells me something, I believe that. That's God speaking to me. And when He tells me that I am a believer, I know I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So then, all things are possible to him that believeth. How many things?
All.
All things. All things. All things. And in this case, because we're talking about healing, then incline your ear to God's sayings. Yeah, but my problem is, well, see, first they'll say, well, I don't have any faith. And then you say, well, why don't you get saved then? Oh, I've been saved for years. Well, how'd you get saved without faith then? All the rest of us had to have faith. Because the Bible said in Ephesians 2:8, by grace are you saved through faith. Well, well, I am a believer, all right. I do have faith, but don't I have enough? I know, that's what I've had to do, don't have enough. Now, if I had enough faith, I know I could be healed of this. Well, I always say to them, did you ever stop to think about it? You've already believed for the biggest miracle there is. You can't believe for anything bigger than a new birth. Think about that. In the new birth, you are recreated, born again, become a new creature in Christ Jesus. And it was your faith. It was your faith that received that. It was your faith that created that. Amen. That's the biggest thing you could ever believe for. The Bible talked about Jesus himself said, this is another one of his sayings. He said, what shall it profit a man if he gained the whole world, lose his own soul? See, it's more important that folks be saved than anything. That's the important thing. That's first and foremost. Well, you've already believed for the biggest miracle you could ever have. I mean, if you was totally paralyzed and got healed, it wouldn't be near as big a miracle as when you was born again, become a new creature. Because, you see, you became a brand new creature, a brand new man, the inward man on the inside. Still got the same body. We'll have a new body one day. But a brand new man. You got healed promises. You didn't get a new body. Just the same old body you had. Just got healed. Not near as big a miracle. You've already believed for the biggest miracle there is. Hallelujah. Minister friend of ours, my wife and I, older minister, going to be with the Lord now. But I don't know. She's somewhere around, 72 or 3 years of age at the time. And she and her husband, driving along. Somebody... the other person's fault, they pulled out of a side street right in front of them. The stop sign, but they didn't stop. And they're on a main thoroughfare, and they just ran right into this person. Well, her husband's driving, like she said, I tried to put the brakes on, and there's no brakes over there on the right-hand side in our American cars. And see, that sudden impact drove one of her limbs back up in the pelvic about 2 or 3 inches. And so at her age, the doctor said, well, at your age, 70 and early 70s, you just have to live with that. I mean, nothing be done the rest of your life. You just have to go along there with a limp and with one leg short and the other. And so she said, I don't know why. Here she was, an ordained minister of the gospel. Been in the ministry for 40 or 40 some odd years. Seen people heal, laid hands on them. Husband laid hands on people. Marvelous ministry of healing. But somewhere or another, she got it in her mind. And that's what whips us a lot of times. We don't bring every thought into subjection to Christ. Don't care how good people we are, how wonderful we are. And somewhere or another, I got it in my mind that it'd take a lot of faith to get that to grow back out, that leg, to pull back out there. Now, if it'd been a younger person, they would have probably put them, some weights on them, and put them in bed, and they'd eventually little about maybe pull that back out somewhere or another, something, whatever they do. But at her age, they said, well, there's nothing you can do. I mean, that's it. Well, she was in a meeting where a minister and evangelist was preaching, And he's, after he'd preached and folks gone to the prayer room, he's laying hands on people, suddenly stopped right in the middle of the prayer line, healing line. And he said, there's a woman preacher here. It's got one leg shorter than the other one. And she's thought, it'd take a lot of faith to get that leg straightened out, I mean lengthened out. But he said, do you ever stop to think about it? You've already believed for the biggest miracle there is, a new birth. If you come up here, I'll pray for you and you'll be instantly healed. Well, she said, I waited, you know. Nobody responded to it. So she said, finally, back in the crowd, I lifted my hand and said, well, I am a woman minister, all right. And I do have one leg shorter than the other. And I did say that if I had enough faith. See, some people are hard to convince, bless their hearts. I mean, it fits them to a T. I did say if I had enough faith, I know that could, I know it's possible. But I didn't know whether I was the one or not. And so the evangelist said, well, we'll find out. Is there another lady minister even in the service? And especially a lady minister with one leg short of the other. If there is, lift your hand. Nobody lifted. And he said, well, you must be it. She said, well, I guess I am. That's where I believe helped my unbelief. So she marched down to the front, because see, my wife and I saw her before, and we saw her after it. She marched down to the front and was instantly healed. And she said, the thing I saw was this, that he's right. Here I've been saying, if I had enough faith, and I've already believed for the biggest miracle there is, why, dear Lord, the Lord recreated me and made me a new creature, a brand new man, brand new woman. Hallelujah. By that little old thing, my, don't mount anything. Instantly, see? See, that's the thing, wrong thinking. Just human reasoning defeats us.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's DVD titled Facing Your Goliath. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled When the Enemy is Coming After You. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled How to Fight the Good Fight of Faith. All these items at the special price of $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, March 9 through 11, we're going to be down in High Springs, Florida for one of our Living Faith conferences.
Yes.
At Impact Family Church with Pastors Greg and Amy Anderson. And you can go to rhema.org/LFC
and get all the information
there.
That's right. And then on March the 12th through the 14th, that's Wednesday through Friday, we will have another Living Faith Conference at Apopka, Florida. That's at Word of Life Church, Apopka, Pastors Daryl and Lisa Morgan.
Hey, if you're in the area or know friends or people in the area, let them know that we're going to be in those areas. Or, hey, if you just want to have a good trip, hey, come on down there and be with us there in Florida.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this life-changing message. That's next week on Rhema for Today. Have a great weekend.